Dumb Hats Podcast. Tyler.
Kevin.
Tyler's dying.
How many fourth graders could I beat up by myself?
Yeah.
Alright, we're live.
What's up?
An intro probably just played. This is our first ever episode that we are recording at like 2 a.m.
After hours.
Instead of 7. Yeah, so usually we get drunk, record, and then go out for the night. This is the first ever where the night happened, and then we're coming back and recording. Special episode.
Tyler, what'd you do tonight? Did you throw rocks at your roommate?
I don't want to talk about this because I feel bad.
You want to fess up about that?
All right, so we all got a little drunk. We went out. And then we all came home. But one roommate did not come out. So the natural move is we all went outside the house. Threw rocks at his window. And then, you know, we thought, you know, that's obviously not enough yet. So we played rock, paper, scissors. And the loser started clawing at his door.
Clawing at the door part is insane. My yard has a tree that has walnuts fall off of it, and one of my roommate's windows like faces our backyard, and like every time I get drunk, I just chuck walnuts at his window. It's really fun.
I feel like I know exactly like this is the type of nuts you're talking about.
It's so much fun. Yeah, we didn't know they were walnuts until it took like a 30-minute Google search for us to figure out that they were just walnuts.
I feel like that's still exciting. Walnuts are pretty cool.
Walnuts are dope, dude. I've been wanting to try and like roast them up or something.
Next podcast, live walnut roasting.
Backyard walnut roast taste test. The second live taste test ever on this podcast.
Yeah, and the other one got cut out, so I still have that. Though. We do have that recovered, though. I'll put that out.
Yeah, we got to release the uncut footage from that. That bad night.
That great night. That was the worst. I think that was like the worst like 2 hours of our podcast.
It was really, really bad. It was so bad.
I knew like that whole podcast was getting cut when we started doing porn star rankings.
I was not in favor of that.
Midway through, I was like, yeah.
I was like, this is not going anywhere, man.
I knew immediately that was our worst podcast yet.
All right, Tyler, I'm looking at our list of topics. Chex Mix rankings. Now I assume we're going in the standard Chex Mix, and we're ranking the piece by piece.
Yeah, not bag by bag, piece by piece.
All right, you go first.
I'm gonna start with my top and my worst, if that's good with you.
Oh yeah,
top, the little brown crisp. You know, with a little curvature to it.
Yep. That's number one. Top as well. That's number one.
The worst
That's
easy one, number one. Which I actually got into an argument tonight about. My worst one has to be the pretzel. Not a big pretzel guy.
I don't hate that. I think I might agree with that actually.
The pretzel,
the pretzel's just weak. I don't know.
It's weak. Yeah, it doesn't live up to the.
It's just weak. It's just weak sauce.
I eat the pretzels before anything else just to get the pretzels out of the way so I can enjoy the rest of my Chex Mix. The pretzels are like the sad part for me.
Okay, so now I agree with your best and worst. Now I'll give you my second best and then my second worst.
Yep.
My second best is the ones that are the actual Chex, like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
But the darker one with like more seasoning.
Oh, your darker one's up, is it?
The darker one, yeah, the darker one's up there. And then my second worst is probably the thing that's like white and it's sort of like, I don't really know how to describe the shape of it. Yeah, that thing. Ooh. That thing is just blah. It's just bland.
I'll admit that's bland, but the dark Chex, not a big fan. Not a big fan. The other Chex are better. Awesome. The one with the little air in the middle, you know, they got a little poof to them.
Yeah, I like better. The one with just this heavy seasoning. You just get bite into it and you just taste the flavor.
But I don't think every dark one has a heavy seasoning. I think it's off and on with them. So I think those are two separate checks. You get the seasoning with, yeah.
No.
I'm thinking right now, you have the cheddar one before?
Yeah, I've had the cheddar one. Oh, those are awesome.
The cheddar one, not every brown one is seasoned. Definitely not.
Okay, yeah, but I'm going to still lump all the brown ones together because I'm willing to just take the 50-50 chance it's going to be seasoned because those hella seasoned ones are so good. Oh, mwah.
So you take that risk of landing one with no seasoning.
Yeah, I take the.
That's how good the seasoning ones are.
Yes, that's true. That's it.
Mm-hmm. I will respectfully disagree. I agree the other ones are bland, though. They are bland. Yeah. But I think the Poofy Chex Mix is above the thinner brown.
So what's your complete ranking?
So number one, the little brown chip thing.
Yeah, that's easy.
Clear number one. No doubt.
If that's not your number one, you should probably get checked out.
Yeah.
Like your mental stability needs to get checked out because that's easy number one. Yeah.
Easy number one. Number two, the regular Chex.
Mm-hmm.
Chex. Number three, my middle will probably have to be the little bland thing. The little.
Okay.
That's
a good. That's honestly a very good description of how it looks. Just like the little woo.
That's what it looks like. It looks like
a woo.
That's it. My number four behind that has to be the brown Chex. Four. And then my last five. Has to be pretzel. Pretzel, not good.
All right, so I'm just going to try and rattle off my topics.
Yep.
One is the brown thing.
Mm-hmm. Clear cut.
Two is the darker Chex thing. Three is the lighter Poofy Chex. Four is the woo. And five is the pretzel.
I feel like as far as ranking Chex Mix can go, we have a good like two brackets on.
I mean,
two good mocks right there.
The one I feel the most strongly about, like the only one where I will like fight someone on is the brown things being the best.
Oh, no doubt.
They're so good.
Best one by far.
The
by
thing
far.
Is, I've bought bags where it's only the brown things and it's not as good. I like sort of the rarity where I have to sift through them and every once in a while I get that.
It's like getting a blue, the light blue Scooby snack in the group of Snoopy snacks.
Yeah.
If you get that for all of them, it's not good. But
it's
you get that one Scooby snack, you get happy as shit. It's amazing.
You're fucking, yeah.
Golden.
That, I agree.
Wawa or Sheetz? Quick one. Wawa or Sheetz?
Wawa.
Oh, I'm on the Sheetz train.
Really? I just love a Wawa hoagie. You can't beat Sheetz. Sheetz has such an overwhelming menu. They have just so many items and just nothing is great.
You're complaining about more options right now. You're actually complaining about more options.
Wawa has plenty of options. They're just at least good. Sheetz's menu is so all over the place. It doesn't know what it does and it's just nothing's that good. There's just nothing that's good. That's that good on it.
You get good Sheetz sides. Game over.
Okay. Well, Wawa mac and cheese is the side of all sides.
Does Wawa have desserts? I don't know. Yeah, I'm not saying no. I don't think I've had it,
but I'm pretty sure Wawa has desserts.
Well, I've never had it. I know Sheetz are better.
It would be strange for them not to have desserts.
Is it? Is that? I feel like in a place like that, like desserts are like a little surprise.
definitely have. Everywhere has desserts. What place that sells food doesn't have dessert?
If you give me like 2 minutes to think about that, I can probably answer that.
All right. Well, circle back to it.
Circle back. Yeah, circle back. I got another one. I feel like this question, like there's like one super clear answer. Like a super clear answer, but I might be the only one that thinks it. What meme will never die?
What?
Which one will never get played out?
Are you talking? Are you talking like category of memes or like one specific meme?
No, just anything. I'm just like one that will not get played out. If you got broad, you got specific. Come with it.
The SpongeBob meme where it's the lifeguard on the beach and like he's like dead.
Yeah, that one's pretty good. I mean, that's pretty good.
Because that it's not that it's not that it's not as overused as like the. The Krusty Krab Chum Bucket one, or like,
oh, yeah, there's some bad ones. Yeah, there's some bad ones.
It's just, I love SpongeBob memes, and that was just so funny. I love that meme.
SpongeBob memes are good, man. The SpongeBob memes are good.
I love SpongeBob memes. They got some good even ones. Even the ones that get over, that get like played out, I still love them.
They're still funny.
All right, what's yours?
Mine, I think honestly, looking back, I think this has been going on for like 3 years now, is the Jordan crying face.
No, I thought you were gonna say that.
The Jordan,
that thing's gotten old, man. No. I used to think that the crying Jordan didn't get old, but I feel like in the last year or so, it's gotten old, man.
I thought it was getting old too, but then they put it on Sister Jean after UMB or after Loyal Chicago Lots. That was funny, dude.
That one was funny. That might have been the one to revive it. I think the issue with the crying Jordan is like people overuse it in times where it shouldn't be used, but then occasionally you get one where it's like the Sister Jean.
Like when it hits, it hits. When it's good, that meme true. Is good.
That is true. Like, yeah, that's one of those memes where when it's done well, it's done well. That Sister Jean one is so funny.
That's when I knew it was back, and that's when I knew that meme was not dying.
I was just laughing thinking about it.
No, that's good.
What did you think of Sister Jean? By the way, I mean this is like a month late. This debate is like a month late, but Sister Jean, pro or anti?
Sister Jean, fucking whack, dog. For one reason, she picked Loyola Chicago to lose to Cincinnati. They won that game, dog. How you were about to die? You care about your bracket that much where you're picking against your own home team? I don't know about that.
She's also a fucking nun. Like, do you think she has money on the line? No, they're not allowed to gamble.
No.
So, I think I agree with you.
That's weak. And it's just weak.
I don't know, man. I feel like all she brought to the table, too, was just being old. Yeah. She never said anything. Cool. She never said anything that funny. She was just, like, old, and then they just threw, like, a cool hat on her. And that was it.
And we're supposed to love her. And you're like forced to love her.
Yeah, I'm not a Sister Jean supporter.
No Sister Jean.
All right, this is the topical events that this podcast talks about a month old, but we'll get to the topics.
It's not about when, it's about if.
It's about if, it's about the content and the quality, and we did it.
I never mind, I was going to say something kind of bad, but I got a good one for you. This one I debated for a while, and I hope you have a different answer than me. You're going one-on-one with a WNBA player. You get to pick the player. Whoever in the whole league, WNBA, do you think you can beat him one-on-one?
Tyler, you said you hope I have a different answer than you. I guarantee I don't have a different answer than you. I think I could be that person one-on-one. It's the worst player in the WNBA. Come on now. She's probably like 5'2". I just back her in every time and just do a little jump hook. I mean,
all right, this is not just in general. You get 10 chances. You can score on it, any your select WNBA player, 10 chances you can score
on a WNBA player?
Yeah, WNBA.
Any? Yeah.
As long as she's in the league.
Yeah, I could score once in 10 chances?
I don't think you can.
What?
Dog. Yeah,
what? I'm saying in 10 chances, this is nothing against like female athletes or anything. I'm not going to get sexist. It's a PC. I am saying they're the shortest person in the WNBA is probably like 5'4". I'm saying you give me 10 chances to score against any person who's 5'4", I could do it.
She'll probably body you.
I'll just pull up. I can make one of 10 threes, so I'll just pull up every time, and eventually I'll score. That Tyler, you of all people, you're taller than I am. You don't think you could score on any WNBA player in 10 chances?
The more I listen, the more I feel like I could definitely score on a WNBA player.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the conversation, I thought like they're that good, but you pull like a 5'2", 1, I feel like I could definitely post her ass.
I'm not saying they suck at basketball. I'm saying it's just a height thing. I think I can use my height to score on them at any point, but I could score 1 in 10 chances. I could score 1 in 5 chances.
1 in 5, you might be getting cocky, but I agree.
No.
I agree. I just like, my thought was always like their skill difference. Like I go to the gym and play pickup like once and I'm dying. I feel like they got good cardio, could definitely score me.
No, they do. They wear me out. They end up wearing me out. I think they could definitely score on me, but I could score on them. Not easily, but I could definitely do it.
Yeah, I know.
Not too many attempts.
I believe it. This is not something I really talked about, and this is kind of like a big thing. But I'll run it by you if you want to go with it.
Do it.
My aux cord is missing. And I have a list of potential suspects and motives.
Ooh, I like this.
You want me to run through, and then you can choose who took my aux cord.
Yes, I love this. I'm in.
All right.
I'm so in on this. This might be my favorite thing we've ever done already.
All right. This is a crime mystery podcast now.
You should edit in some music in post-production. Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to start off with a little background of where the aux cord went.
Okay.
So probably like a week ago, I put it to the side of my bed. And it was unplugged from my headphones. It was on the side of my bed. And at the time, my girlfriend was visiting.
Uh-oh.
And she left the next day.
Okay, that's...
So I'm going to start off as why she might be the one that took the aux cord.
Okay.
She lives in Richmond. I live in Norfolk. That's an hour 30 drive.
Yep. Long distance.
She does not have an aux cord in her car.
Oh, fuck.
So immediately, it's missing. She needs an aux cord. It misses. It goes missing the day she left.
You're not going to care in her mind.
Yeah, no. She thinks it's no big deal.
It's no big deal. Yeah.
She goes off. Continue. She leaves. Last time I've ever seen it. I went looking for it that night. Did not see it. I think right there, that's a big prime suspect.
That's a big time suspect. That's the thing is, that's almost too big of a suspect where it might not be her because it's just too perfect for it to be here.
Yeah. No, yeah. It's a red hair. I don't know if that's the right thing I just said, but
that's not the right use of red herring, but it's okay.
You know, it felt right. I'm leaving it. Red herring. Number two, obvious suspect. Me. Hold up.
What?
My bad. I just need some. But second suspect, me. Not that I stole it. I could have lost it. It was in my bed at one point. I might have rolled off. It went to my floor. I have a cat. Whatever.
I'm saying no. Definitely not you.
All right.
You don't just lose this.
No, I don't think so either. Suspect number three. One of the two cats living in the house.
Oh.
It's a cord. They both like strings. You can swat that around. I feel like that's a fun toy for both of them. I've seen them both play with like something similar. So one of the cats is a real three. And then the final and fourth suspect is one of my roommates. None specific, but we play music in the living room a lot. When the speaker dies, you need to use an aux. So I'm thinking maybe one of them knew I had an aux, came in my room, brought it out to the living room, and used it. I'll let you think about that. Give me your first thoughts.
Okay, so my verdict... First of all, I'm ruling out the cats just because that's no fun. It's just boring if you just blame it on the cats. That's just bull honky. Number two, I don't think it was you. I don't think you lost it. You would have found it by now if that happened. You know, your girlfriend is the most obvious suspect. But like I said, it almost lines up too perfectly for it to be her. It's almost like she was framed.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel that.
It works out too well for it to be her. I think I'm going with your roommates because I know the deal as a guy with a bunch of roommates. You know, they just stumble into your room. They need something. They grab it. They use it. And then all of a sudden it disappears. It's in one of theirs room. One of them is like, oh, shit, I need a jam while I'm driving in my car. I'll just throw in this this aux cord that was in the living room when we're good. So you know what? I think I am blaming your roommates. Final verdict.
I support the verdict. I'm basing the rest of my night off that verdict. I support it. I agree. I like what you're saying. I don't know the answer yet, but we're going to find out now, and that's my lead.
I do want to hear from your girlfriend because that stinks to high heaven.
It's almost too obvious. Like you said, it's almost too obvious.
Yeah.
But this ain't a story, so it might have been her.
I want an alibi. I want. All right, you know what? Your cats can't give an alibi, but I want an official statement from her. I want an official statement from your roommates, and I'll judge off of those over, you know, which one.
Yeah.
Who's telling the truth?
We'll put that on paper.
Yeah.
We'll put that on Twitter. Oh, by the way, if you're listening, follow us on Twitter. Subscribe to us on iTunes.
Do it. Please. Do it. Do it.
Please. We're asking nicely. We're asking nicely.
Should we go to another topic?
Yeah, I guess we can move on. I got a quick two for you.
Ooh.
Just give me a quick hot or not. And not in hot way. Like, is it cool or is it not cool? Quick hot or not.
Yeah.
Jules, go.
Hot. Hot. You
know what? I thought you were going to say not. I agree. Jules.
Yeah, Jules are awesome.
Very
I'm
hot.
I'm not a huge, like, I don't do them that much. But I see someone hitting a jewel, and I'm in on it. And you know what? I see – you said not, like, literally hot, but I see a girl hitting a jewel. That's, like, one of my weird things.
It's hot.
I find it hot.
That's hot.
I find it hot. When I see a girl hitting a jewel, I'm like, oh, yeah.
That's hot. Hit that jewel. No, that's hot. It's literally hot, and it's
– It's literally hot, and it's just hot. Yeah.
All right, other one. Fortnite, hot or not?
Hot. Hot.
You're also going hot.
Yeah, I love Fortnite. Fortnite's great.
I love Fortnite too, but I'm not that good. So, like,
I'm not that good.
I'm not bad, but I'm not good.
I'm not that good either. I just love.
You win solos or no?
I've won, like, I think 5 times in solo.
So you're good. So you're good.
No, I'm not that good. I've been playing since, like, January, and I've only won 5 times. That's only about what? Twice a month? I'm not that good.
I feel like that's pretty good.
I'm not good enough to where it infringes on my opinion of whether it's hot or not. I just like sitting down and playing a video game for like a long period of time, and I can do that with Fortnite. Fortnite, hot.
Can you?
But
Fortnite, I agree hot.
I will say,
but that's the kind of game where I have to play in doses.
I will say I'm sick of people talking about Fortnite.
So the game's hot, the buzz is not hot.
Yeah. Not that we're like contributing to that by talking about it as well, but it's just I am tired of hearing about it. I'm tired of seeing people's Snapchat stories of them winning in Fortnite. No one cares. Just enjoy the game and don't. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. Fuck you. Sorry, not you.
Oh, hey, should we set a quick rule for the rest of the episode?
Oh yeah, no effers.
I have a drink. Do you have a drink with you?
No, I don't. I can grab one or like pretend to have one.
Yeah, just pretend.
Yeah,
I might cut this out. I'm probably gonna leave it in, but I might cut this out.
All right, I'll make pretend
and let people know you're not fake drinking.
I'll make pretend. I'll fake maybe fake, but real drink.
I don't know if I'm happy or mad about this being the first 2 a.m. episode.
Oh, I'm happy about it. I can't believe we actually did it because last night went so poorly where. I basically texted you and then waited like 2 minutes and fell asleep.
And then, I responded like falling asleep. Like,
I woke up the next morning feeling pretty bad. I also, like, my phone basically broke yesterday.
What happened? We got a good story there or no?
Not really a good story. I was on my way home from a concert, pretty drunk. I was sprinting into an alley so I could go pee, and my phone just came flying out of my pocket, and just the screen just completely.
Did it fly mid run?
What? Yeah, I was running.
Dog, you must have been booking it.
I was booking. I was chopping. I was chopping, and it just flew out of there. And just, I've dropped my phone so many times, and my screen's been fine. But the way it fell out and the noise it made when it hit the ground, immediately I was like, oh, fuck, that's got to be shattered. Oh, shit.
No, any phone that's coming out while from fucking jogging or running.
Hey, Tyler, want to know a funny story?
Yes.
One of our friends might think I'm bisexual now. Nothing, not that there's anything wrong with that. But so tonight, I was talking to this girl in our friend group, and like somehow the conversation got to a point where I said, I was like, I've never been attracted to a guy, but if a guy swept me off my feet, I would fuck him. And then she took me like very seriously when I said that. So she's probably thinking I'm bi now. That's fine. That's okay, because there's nothing wrong with that.
This is 2018.
Hey, yeah, it's a good reputation to have.
I can't hear you from over there.
Everything's okay.
Bitch.
Everything's okay. It's 2018.
Hey, you can hear me, Tyler? Are you getting feedback into the?
A little bit. Yeah,
I have you unplugged so Jack can hear you right now. So that's why.
I can hear it back. I can hear it back.
All right, I'm gonna plug my out. Oh fuck!
This might be our worst episode yet.
It's definitely our worst episode yet. Can you hear me still?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't hear my echo anymore. We improve it now.
No, good. I had to unplug you for a little to loop Jack in.
Yeah, no. Jack needed to know. Jack, special guest.
In a band.
Heads of Lettuce?
Yeah, Heads of Lettuce. First ever musical guest.
I've heard good things. I want to hear him play live.
Dude, yeah, Yeah, you got to hear them play live. You got to hear that band live.
Yeah.
They're not the same when they're in the studio. You got to hear their raw voice.
Yeah, that's what I want. I'm saying, like, bring them on the podcast and make them play live as a group.
Dude, hey, Jack, will Heads of Lettuce do a live show on the podcast?
Yeah, if we get invited on the podcast.
You guys are officially invited on the podcast.
I'm pretty sure.
Wake up, Johnny. Do it now.
Heads of Lettuce tweeted at the podcast 2 weeks ago.
2 a.m. 2 a.m. performance.
We responded to you. We are arranging a podcast.
That's too exclusive.
Everybody, we have literally droves of people who want to get on this podcast. Everybody's trying to back on our fame. Hey, you got any debates, Jack?
Debates?
Like, yeah, any hot topics you can talk about?
Bob Evans sucks.
Oh, okay, Tyler. Bob Evans, thoughts?
I honestly don't know if I've been to a Bob Evans in my life.
Don't go, Tyler. Stay away.
Is that a Columbus thing?
No. They have Bob Evans all over the place.
I feel like no one goes in, like, anyway.
Bob Evans, I will say, Bob Evans sucks. And no, this leads to actually one of my greater opinions. I don't care if you're going to a fancy place for brunch. I don't care if you're going to a chain restaurant. Nothing is going to be better than Waffle House. Waffle House has such good breakfast.
I've never been to Waffle House.
Oh, you got to go, dude.
Tyler seems like a Denny's type of fan.
Hey, do you like Denny's?
Yo, tell Jack to never disrespect me like that ever again.
Hey, he says never disrespect you like that ever again.
Denny's is garbage.
How clearly can you hear his voice right now, by the way?
Like, is it just in 10, probably like a 5.
All right, that's fair. But
can he hear me?
No, I don't think so. I think he can just sort of pick up on what you're saying. Basically,
I can hear, like, briefly through your headphones.
Oh, I'll turn my headphones up all the way so you can maybe...
Is that right on the Denny's take, though? Tyler, are you a Denny's fan?
No, I'm saying no. You're insulting me by calling me that.
Oh, okay. As long as you're not a Denny's fan, that's all that matters. Because Denny's more like, is hot garbage.
Or Jack, come on, get in bed, man.
I like this chair.
Get closer to the mic.
I just like being in the peanut gallery.
Jack's being a real asshole right now.
I'm more of a Silver Diner fan myself.
Ooh, that's a good choice. Do they have Silver Diner in Ohio?
I've never heard of Silver Diner.
Oh, Silver Diner's awesome.
Is that like a Virginia thing?
I love Silver Diner.
Silver Diner better. The better option than everything I've heard tonight.
Not Waffle House. Not better than Waffle House.
I haven't been to Waffle House, though, so I still don't know about Waffle House. I've heard good things. No, hey. IHOP, I went to IHOP at 2 a.m., worst service.
Yeah, obviously IHOP has bad service at 2 a.m.
Yeah, but like it was like so bad where like I was like mad. It was like where I was drunk. And when you're drunk, you just want to eat. You like you don't care about service. Where like I was like 2 a.m. The fact that I'm in an IHOP at 2 a.m., like I was still mad.
You can't go to a sit-down restaurant at 2 a.m. when you just want to eat. Dude, because you're not going to be able to
do it. IHOP is a drunk destination. You can go to IHOP at 2 a.m. and expect
that's what I'm saying. I went there drunk 2 a.m. and my waiter was a little bit sassy. And I'm saying, like, that's what you expect. I wasn't expecting good service, but I didn't want sass.
Yeah. No, you just don't have to be mean. Don't be a mean person.
I'm less of an IHOP fan after that. I don't put IHOP on my big list anymore.
I will say that the smiley face clown pancake they have, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
That thing slaps.
I don't hate on IHOP's food. IHOP has good food. They have great food.
Not as good as Waffle House.
I'm getting personal though. I've heard nothing but good things about Waffle House. I heard good food, good customer service, yada yada yada.
Sticky floors, that's all. You just gotta get through those.
Yep.
Sponsor us, Waffle House.
Does Waffle House have lunch foods?
Yes, they do.
Speaking of which. Alright, no, go ahead.
No. You go ahead. I didn't have anything really of value to say.
Neither did I, but I was gonna say, speaking of which, have you been to In-N-Out?
No.
Neither have I.
I have a shirt. I have an In-N-Out shirt, but I've never actually been to the place.
Oh, you a poser?
No, but I got it as a gift, and I like it's a cool looking shirt, so I like wearing it.
All right, it's less of a poser, but I feel like you need to try In-N-Out now. Or
I'd love to try it. I don't live in California though.
Sounds like a you problem.
Yeah.
Has Tyler had Whataburger?
Hey, have you had Whataburger, Tyler?
I have not. And I'm talking like I've had In-N-Out. I haven't had In-N-Out either.
Whataburger's overrated.
Have you had Whataburger?
Uh-huh.
Isn't that like the rival with In-N-Out?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think it is. Hey, can I tell you, before we tap out tonight, my ultimate invention?
Yes.
And I honestly think this is $1 million idea. I'm being dead ass.
Okay.
Okay, so it's a shower thing, right?
Uh-huh.
You have a back wall in the shower. Little suction cups on the back of this thing. The whole thing is a bunch of bristles.
Okay.
Within the bristles, there's a hole on top. You can pour soap through. So you get a bunch of soap-filled bristles, and you rub your back on it because it ain't always easy to clean your back. It's cheap to make. Little plastic. Back cleaner right there for your shower. Sticks on the wall.
Dude, that's a solid idea. I was thinking more one for your butt where you basically just twerk on it.
That too. You add a little extension for the butt on that back wall.
I mean, it's dependable though. You could that's just a matter of like personal preference because you could just make it lower and it'd be your butt one.
Yeah.
So I think that's a really good invention because you could do it anywhere. You could make that's an awesome invention. You should just make that.
No.
That wouldn't be hard to make.
Yeah. I think I might get started on that. I think I might get to it.
Do you have a name for it?
No, you got one? I think this can be the live naming show.
Hold on. Shower buddy.
Yo, I feel like that's way too cliche.
That's probably taken too.
That's right, yeah. Like maybe Shower Pal.
Shower Pal? I like Shower Pal.
Shower Shower guy you're kind of comfortable with. You say hi if you see each other in person, but don't really text each other.
Shower guy person you see at Chipotle, and you're not sure if you haven't seen them since high school, so you're not sure if you're like going to acknowledge them or not. So you end up just not making eye contact and then getting out of there. But then you like kind of make eye contact, but not really. But you just leave anyway. And then you complain about it to someone later in the day.
We just got a fucking name.
There's the name.
Boom. That's going to make millions, I think. And I think the name really adds on a lot to it.
I think it could do great selling at like a Five Below type store.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, easy.
Cheap to make. People are just going to look at it and be like, oh, shoot, that's useful. Cheap. I'll buy it.
And the name's going to grab them in. If I'm going at Five Below, I read that name, I'll probably get bought in. I will go for that.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you kidding? I'll see that label with super small lettering, and it's just going to be a super long name, and it's going to be great. Yeah. I'm definitely.
Easy money. Easy money.
That's cha-ching. And then we'll use it to buy followers.
Yeah, hey, I'm still going to invest in that. We need some more. Again, follow us.
Oh, I'm all. Follow us and buy followers for us.
Buy followers for us. That's going to be a new campaign. I'm going to put up a GoFundMe. Buy us some more followers.
Oh, fuck.
You good?
Sorry. Yeah, I just cracked my elbow. It hurt real bad.
All right. We 44 minutes in. I feel like this a good time. You got any closing thoughts? Anything?
Closing thoughts? I'm pumped. I think just every once in a while we should sprinkle in this 2 a.m. episode where, you know, it's a little bit of a different vibe, a little more relaxed, a little more sleepy from us. I think it's a little loopy, and I think it's good.
Yeah.
I was satisfied with this episode. I thought we brought the heat, and we're going to keep it a little shorter this time, and I'm happy with it. What about you?
I'm honestly surprised we got 45 minutes in.
So am I. Because, like I said, I've been laying in bed this whole time. And as soon as we get off of this, I'm probably going to be asleep within like...
Me too. That's what I'm saying. This isn't a sleep episode.
Podcast doesn't sleep, but we're sleeping during this episode. I wasn't ruling it out that I would pass out during this episode. I'm not going to.
I'm surprised I'm still awake for it.
I'm happy we coordinated it.
Yeah, that was probably our best plan in coming in. Like, it's different getting drunk for the podcast and then getting super drunk and then podcasting.
Yeah.
The other way around, you have like a set drunk for it. Now, exactly. This is what I'm doing.
I didn't know. I got my Wendy's, I was eating, I was watching Lord of the Rings, and then I just was starting to, all of a sudden, I was podcasting.
Yeah, it's crazy. Good new experience. Yo,
all right.
On God, people shooting outside my house.
legitimate gunshots?
Yeah, no, I live in Norfolk, so like people shoot at other people, and like literally maybe a house down, I literally just heard a gunshot. People are shooting outside my house right now.
I think they're gonna shoot outside
my house as we speak. And I'm being dead serious. Like, I think there might be a shootout outside my fucking house. There's been like
Alright, so like do you want me to just talk you through this and make sure you're comfortable?
No, dude, people are still shooting. I'm being dead ass, dude. There's just another gunshot. I think there's an actual gunshot outside my house right now. I mean, a gunfight. Like, I'm being dead ass.
Like a firefight. There's a firefight.
There's been at least 4 shots since we were signing off. Like, people are actually shooting outside my house right now.
You hear like screaming or yelling, or is it just people?
No, that's the thing. Just gunshots.
Hey, I kind of respect that. Like, there's no drama. It's just people shooting at each other.
No. This is literally, like, just knowing this town. Like, this is somebody that didn't get into a party and they're mad about it. So, like, say I'm coming back with a gun. And then, like, they're like, yeah, bullshit. But people actually come back with guns here.
Dude, that's
like
crazy.
One dude in the party with a gun. And, like, this is what happens. We literally have shootouts, like, 2 houses down from us.
People bring guns. What is this, Gilbert Arenas University? People just bring guns to parties.
It happens, dude. This is what happens in Norfolk, dude.
That's insane. That is insane.
This is like the biggest like gap from like people are outside my house shooting, and I'm like in here like trying to make a fucking podcast. Like that's like the biggest.
People are dying. Parallel. People are not. There's one guy. Well, there's probably somewhere someone within like 100 yards of you has a bullet hole in them right
the
now.
The worst part is I'm like they're shooting, and I'm like, dude, I hope like the microphone captures these shots.
You know what sucks? It didn't. It didn't. No,
like there's like a real chance that there's like a dude like sitting outside my window, like posted up with a gun.
We can edit them in though. We can edit in, like,
yeah, a... I'll put in. Well, I'm editing like a little shoot and like some gunshots too. That's going in all of this right now. People just that sound is gunshots. Everyone just heard gunshots.
You can edit that in. You can edit the sound and just like circle it back more and then. The gunshots.
I'll just hold my microphone outside my window for the rest of the night. I'll get some good audio.
That will be our next episode next week. Both of us will just put our microphones outside. And
yeah. Just natural neighbors podcast.
White noise.
Natural. Some wind.
Some gunshot.
You might hear. Hey, speaking of which, I just saw like, I don't know if it's possum or opossum.
Oh, what do you have to
but
say?
I just
about
saw
them?
One of them the other day. Yo, they're fucking
dude, those
ugly.
Are so fucking scary.
They're the weirdest looking animal ever. They're so weird looking.
Where did you see it? Where did you see it? I just sat up. I just like perked up. Where did you see it?
I was driving at night, like 10 p.m. I turned my front lights on. Straight on opossum. Dude. Ugly, dude. Weird looking animal.
Dude, so last year, I lived in an apartment, and it was on the third floor, so you walk up like 3 flights of steps to go up there. And like I had a late night where I was studying in the library, and I get back, and I get back up to my last flight of stairs, and there's a fucking possum like right in front of my door. Up on the stairs. I sprinted back down. I almost slept in my car that night. I almost fell asleep in my car. I was sitting in my car, and then I like decided to start throwing shit at it. So I threw rocks at it, and eventually I thought it left. I mean, dude, what did you? You saw those things? They're terrifying. I was not going into my apartment with that thing on the prowl.
That's completely reasonable.
So I threw rocks about it, got it to like run down off the stairs and run away and went in my house. But that thing, it almost caused me to sleep in my car because
they're ugly. Their face like just looks like something that would live on the street. They do not look like normal
animals. Their face looks
animals.
Like something. They have like rat tails. Mm-hmm.
They're everything gross. Wrong with animals.
They are gross. Yeah, exactly.
Not good. And like you expect, I don't know about you, like I think raccoons are cute as shit. I think raccoons are adorable.
Yeah.
And like you want, that's what you want in your backyard, but instead you got a fucking possum. That's disappointing.
You seen the video where it was like, or it might have been pictures, but it was like, baby raccoon next to its like dead sibling, and it looked really sad. And then, like a minute later, it started eating it.
I don't think I've seen it, but that sounds hilarious.
It was like the caption was just like, I thought I was witnessing the most depressing scene ever, and then this baby raccoon started eating its brother.
I have not seen that.
Raccoons are cute. Raccoons are like gross, but they are cute. Fucking possums are just disgusting gross. In every way.
At every level. Every
Hate
fucking
them.
Level.
Hate them.
So we're pretty much leaving this episode on a fuck possums.
Yeah, fuck for fuck that. Possums. That'll be our. I feel like we have an animal of the week. I think possums
and
might be our animal.
Animal of the week. But they're our animal. Yeah. We're there. They're the hate animal of the week.
Yeah, exactly. We're not like rhinos where we just sort of marveled at them.
Yeah.
We hate possums.
Hate them with a passion.
I'm looking at a picture of a possum right now. Fuck those things.
Yeah. And the thing is, most baby animals are cute. Even baby possums are ugly, I think.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Those are so fucking
ugly. Look at him. Yeah, even a baby possum is ugly. I'm looking right now. Even a baby possum. When it has its mouth open, it's even worse.
Yeah, with those fucking teeth. Yeah. Yeah.
Possums are not good animals. Possibly the worst animal ever.
Yeah. Oh, ew.
Yeah, no, I'm looking at him.
I'm looking at this. I'm looking at this picture of a mom with all her babies. I'm seeing that too.
Not it.
Ugh.
Possum just got worse. That made them worse.
Ugh.
Oh my that's gosh. Not. Possums are not it.
I hate this animal. I hate this animal.
Yeah. Possibly the worst animal ever.
All right. Is that all? Is that all we got?
I guess so.
Yeah, I think so. It's such a bad note to end on, but I think it's fitting.
It's fitting. For a terrible episode, a terrible ending.
Bad episode, bad ending. Go look at a picture of a possum, people, if you want your day to be ruined.
All right.
Yeah.
We signing off.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah.